Brett, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Tony. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Now, normally I would just say that you're with the Michigan Association for School Administrators, but I wanted to break down exactly some of the duties you have, because your work is very important right now from the aspect of understanding what's going on at the state capitol, and there's a lot of concern out there. I saw a story in which someone was quoted from your association in talking about the cuts of $715 per student that could happen here in the state of Michigan. Now, should colleges and universities lose funding, there's other ways, other methods that they can find monies. But for high schools, you don't have that luxury.
Right.
For all schools, I should say.
Right. You know, school districts across the state are bracing for some serious cuts. And, as you said it, well, universities and community colleges have ways and mechanisms to save funds or create revenue. School districts will be left holding the bag.
Well, what's your take on what you've been seeing the last few weeks on legislation for that? Do you believe, when all is said and done, that you will lose funding?
I do. Being optimistic, there really hasn't been any proposal out there that doesn't suggest cutting funding to school districts, and school districts are quite concerned. In January, we received a revenue estimating conference report which showed the school aid fund up in excess of $600 million. You could imagine our concern after seeing the governor's proposed budget. And now seeing school districts cut in excess of $700 per student.
Well, how are you going to deal with that?
Well, I think first things first for school districts. We're going to do what we can to encourage legislators to find the funds other places. We feel that, these cuts are in direct violation of Proposal A. And when taxpayers went to the ballot during Proposal A, that ballot proposal represented a commitment by voters to fund school aid and K-12 education. That's why they gave up, the ability for school districts to levy local millages. We are going to go back to the public and work with the public so that, they realize and let their lawmakers realize that this cut, this shift over to the general fund represents a direct violation of that proposal A agreement.
At this point in time, how much does the state give each school for each student?
Well, it depends. On average, it hovers roughly around $7,000 per student.
So we give $7,000 per student, yet for each prisoner in the state of Michigan, it costs $35,000 to house them.
That's correct.
How does that make you feel?
Well, obviously, it does show to some degree where the legislators' priorities are. You talk a little bit about, funding using the school aid dollars to fund community colleges and universities. But that's not entirely accurate. Realize that community colleges aren't seeing a net increase. What's happening is the legislature, or this budget proposal, is proposing taking the general fund dollars out of from the back end and using it to fund things like prisons.
And there is the perception, and I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong, but I hear it said on this radio show almost on a daily basis that educators, that administrators are overpaid and they've got benefits and pension retirement packages that far exceed what is in the private sector. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think that's not entirely accurate. There are numerous nationwide reports which show actually Michigan administrators are among the lowest paid in the region, and our region is among the lowest paid in the United States. We see administrators leaving quite frequently, representing school administrators groups, leaving quite frequently to other states because the pay is better. So we're not seeing that in Michigan. We're thankful that there was legislation around transparency put in place so that we and the public are able to monitor this to make sure that there aren't, those outliers like there were. But by and large, the funds have stayed for administrators have stayed reasonably low.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.